Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The Room of Rubes. I'm like, I said, so after this, that was the last of it. I think that's when I got ushered out.
So you're going to have to go.
My brother gave me that look of like, just stop embarrassing me. Clearly, this is a helipad.
It says H on it.
Stop it right there. We had separate beds in the beautiful...
same room, though.
Same room.
Yes, sir.
And then up early the next day, went to Cracker Barrel.
Oh, Monty.
Who's the guy with the big dreads? Young, his last name
Bob
is Young.
Marley?
Turn your mic off for the rest of the sports.
Oh, okay. I'm off.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Rob gave us joy even before we started the show today.
I tried to.
And it's a sacrifice. I know that. Live from Podville Media in Washington, D.C. and around the world, you're listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to the party. And please join us along with our friends in great places like Oatmeal, Texas.
Where, Mike?
Really? Oatmeal, Texas.
This is a real place.
Oatmeal.
Yes, and they have an oatmeal festival.
A very, very small town in North Carolina. Micro North Carolina.
I'm talking small.
I'm talking small. Understand, they're having the whole town carpeted. I'm talking small. Rhode Island could beat the crap out of it in a war. Logan, Ohio. Stillwater, Oklahoma. Stillwater, Oklahoma. That movie was based on
that. Uh-huh.
Tucumcari, New Mexico. Did I say it right?
I believe so. Say it with meaning, though, and then you'll have
Tucumcari,
it.
Tucumcari, New Mexico.
I'm in. I'm all in.
Now there was a pause. Tucumcari, New Mexico. Villa de Merlot. I am not talking about more Merlot. Villa de Merlot, San Luis, Argentina.
Aha.
Boy, I tell you, those Latin people love their multiple names.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're
Villa
forced
de
upon.
Merlot. What's that?
It's forced upon.
Oh, because
out of respect
like,
to the family.
Okay. Yeah. I get it.
It's a tribute.
It's a town.
It's a tribute.
Yeah. It's a town. Mouse, it was a compliment. Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara
Happy
Show.
Happy holidays to the Martskis.
Yes, it's great to be here, as it always is. And hope everybody had a very nice weekend. A very, very, very positive weekend for that story everybody's been following. And we needed a win with Damar Hamlin. And right before I came to air, I saw a picture I hadn't seen before, which was him giving the heart sign from his hospital bed. And the latest of latest of latest, we're taping this roughly 9 a.m. on a Monday, January 9th. And that he may be going home from the hospital this week, which is the greatest end result to medical science, to the training staff of the Buffalo Bills and Cincinnati Bengals, to the power of everybody thinking of a guy at the same time and praying in any way you can. I feel great about that. I just feel so good. It was so fun to watch football again. And people are going to say, well, that's the violent sport that started. Yeah, lick my bag. Sorry. I am a football fan. You know, you can't look. We're imperfection. We're imperfection personified. We human beings. We truly are. And, you know, you can't change everything in the world, but it just felt good that with that super, super fluke injury, and it was. I will accept all of the concussion rap that the NFL has gotten for years and years, and they dicked around with it, and they're still dicking around with it. But when it comes to Damar Hamlin's injury, I mean, it just does not happen on a regular basis like the brain injury does.
Right.
Brain injury happens to almost every player in the league. But Damar Hamlin's was a fluke, and I'm so, so happy for everybody that cares about, you know, watching football and the game and
athletes and young guys, and I felt great about
it. It occurred to me this weekend that, oddly, we have a connection to the city of Buffalo between our, you know, our good friend Jimmy, mm-hmm. who has the Buffalo Bar here in Washington, D.C., and also former intern and employee who was the first daughter of Buffalo.
Yes.
Maddie Masiello, whose father was mayor for so long.
Wait, hold on. When's the last time she called us?
I texted her like 2 months ago.
Yeah, but when's the last time she reached out to you? Just be honest.
2 months ago?
Well, she reached out to you personally?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
But I thought the joke was that Maddie Masiello never comes back.
You were the only one that was pushing that joke. We all
no.
still talk to her. Yeah.
No, yeah. Rob did too. Didn't you, Rob, a little bit?
I think that for a while she was persona non grata. I might have texted her.
Why would she be persona non grata?
That's the wrong use of the term.
You're right. She was in absentia. She did not
get started a new career.
But I texted with her a couple months ago as well, and she's still alive and well.
Oscar's going to be all in because she's working for a big company.
Okay.
So don't. Yeah, he'll fight us to the
death. All right. But anyway, I just thought it was neat that
I give you girl, who still
thank you, Mike,
who still talks to me regularly. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That intern still talks. I give you Zoolander.
Yes.
From back in way back in the day, who I still communicate with regularly.
Mike, you know? Friendships they go two ways sometimes, not just one way.
Shut up, Oscar. That's my big comeback right now. Shut up, Oscar.
But, Mike, I said all that to say all this, is that it was amazing that the first play after the canceled game for the Bills was a return punt, a return kick for a touchdown. I'd like to play it for you now because this is the Bills radio call.
Yeah, okay, I know about this.
Yeah, and it's very exciting. And so here we go. They called it the DeMar Hamlin celebration game, I believe, as they were back playing. And so this is a great way to start.
Fielded at the 4 by Hines, coming straight up the middle to the 20. Cuts it back at the 25. He's got an alley down the right sideline to the 40. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Nyheim Hines. 96 yards. Buffalo on the board with the first play from scrimmage.
What a tribute to DeMar. This kickoff return unit set
the tone.
Wait a minute.
It's not, that's not a play from scrimmage.
I had that question too. I think that's
correct.
Misuse.
I'm in the weeds technically
it
with
is
the NFL.
First
that
play
is
of the game.
Not a play from scrimmage. The scrimmage line
when they're head
is
to head,
when
right?
they start with both teams on the field. Lined up against each other.
I didn't pick up on that, but
yeah,
right.
I questioned that myself, but it was still an exciting.
I don't think
moment.
It takes away from the moment.
It does to me. Hold on, just a second.
This kickoff return unit set the tone for what today is going to be, and that's a celebration of number 3, DeMar Hamlin.
Mike, I just got a text from Maddie Masiello. She said it is not a play from scrimmage.
You're my. Yeah, you see, you muck me up when
no,
you do that.
That was
you're
just
mucking
a,
me up.
That was
I'm
just
trying
a
to
joke.
Find out.
It was just
know,
a joke. Come
but
on.
But you don't care. Hey, when's the last time you talked to her?
I texted her a couple months ago.
Like he did.
No, she texted me and I texted her back. But I don't call. Look, I'm not a very good friend to be calling and texting. You have to reach out to me.
Yeah. Oscar hates talking on the phone.
Yeah. You have to reach out to me to go back
and
forth.
Play from scrimmage is the sequence in the game of gridiron football during which one team tries to advance the That's
what?
A crappy definition.
Mike, you should have known it was trouble.
Maybe from scrimmage is the opening kickoff. I don't know.
I don't think it's something that needs to taint the overall remarkable opening to a game coming off such a scary situation on the field.
My problem is
I disagree that, once again. I'm sorry to be contrarian
what's
today,
that?
But I believe that play-by-play, Oscar, can taint anything.
Yes.
Crappy announcing can ruin a game.
But none of
just
us
like
here
it does
on this show.
75%
yes.
of the NFL telecasts are ruined by overzealous play-by-play announcers and dumb color analysts.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You want to bring back Sam Rosen. Now, there was a class act.
I don't mind the fake, you know, that's the voice like that.
Yes.
Because there's a guy, God, I wish I knew his name.
Mm-hmm.
He did a great job of the play-by-play with his phony voice. It was still good play-by-play, and I was fine with that.
Was he quiet more than loudmouth? Is that why?
He just was steady. It was just steady, and then what game was it? Might have been yesterday.
There were two guys on the Commanders game yesterday that I'd never heard of that I thought did a pretty
good
job.
Commanders beat the Cowboys, right?
Yes, they did.
That's nice to see.
Living up to the Washington tradition of winning games that don't matter and games that are impossible for them to win. Those are the ones they win.
You know, who's the guy with the big dreads? Young, his last name
Bob
is Young.
Bob Marley?
No. Turn your mic off for the rest of the sports.
Oh, okay. I'm off.
Who is the guy that plays for the Commanders? He's their superstar defender. The camera is always on him.
Oh, our number one draft pick from like 2 years ago that's injured right now?
No, he's not. He's back in the...
He's back in the game?
Yeah.
Shows how much I watch. I just sat there and was on TikTok watching the game.
Hold on.
Mike, what I was upset about this past week was Major Tutty. People are calling him Major Turdy.
Yeah.
Have you seen, I know you've seen the mascot, right?
Can I pipe in on this or is this still sports?
Because this happened over the break.
I'm trying to find the name, the city you live in with your only superstar that you have on your team.
Joe Theismann.
All right, I don't live there,
not
no.
Joe Theismann.
God.
Sonny Jurgensen's number.
These guys do not dig sports, folks.
Yeah, Sonny really Jurgensen's number was retired this weekend.
Yeah, and that was about time. That should have been done 30 years
what,
ago.
What, Sonny's?
Yeah, they retired number 9. How overdue can
Chase
you be?
Chase Daniel.
Just is that his name, no. Chase Daniel?
What?
I am so mad right now. I'm getting pure shtick, but I'm getting no help at all.
Art Monk.
It's not Art Monk. That was some time ago.
The Posse.
The Hogs.
No, well, the Hogs, you know, that's not, it's too close. It's close to home. Mike.
Wait a minute.
What?
Come on. Can we please talk about Major Tutty?
No.
We got to put this to bed.
Chase Young.
I got half of it.
Chase Young. Some guy made a great interception for the Commanders yesterday against the Cowboys, and Chase Young went into the super look at me dance. And that's what I believe about Chase Young. I think Chase Young is a showboat. I think he doesn't let the guy that wants to have, and they're all about that, these superstars, to get their TV time, but it's not fair for him to do the run in place when the other guy has made the play. But you're right over where the camera is. And yesterday, that frustrated me. There, that's
Can
all
I get your
to
take
do.
On Major Tutty?
Who's Major Tutty?
The new Commanders mascot that they like unveiled.
He's a pig.
Over the break, over when we were on a holiday break.
He's a pudgy pig in a Commanders uniform.
I can't believe I didn't have this on. Like, I was so upset about it. And
it's
I'm not invested.
Well, the whole thing, it's very reminiscent of when they made us wait forever to be called the Commanders. They made us wait this long for this bad of a mascot. And Tutty is apparently, is it pronounced, are most people, you should call him Major Tutty, right?
Well, people are calling
him. How do you spell it?
People are calling him Major Tutty.
T-U-D-D-Y.
I mean, Turdy.
Because that's slang for.
T-U-D-D-Y?
That's slang for a touchdown.
Excuse me, T-U-D-D-Y?
Yes. It's slang for a touchdown. And they've got, there was a whole backstory filled with horrible pork and pig puns. And he
hadn't seen this fly through your newsfeed.
I can't believe this wasn't a big story in Florida.
I had to go to Washingtonian. Why Major Tutty is cruddy? 5 reasons we loathe the new Commander's mascot.
Look at that thing.
You know, don't even give him the time. Don't even
But
give
can
him
you
time.
Imagine all this time to figure it out?
Mm-hmm.
And they brought us, I mean, this type of mascot scares, is a mascot of nightmares of children.
Yeah.
Like, this is also everything you need to know about Washington sports.
Yeah.
Which have now ruined the beginning of my program.
Yeah.
And perhaps ruined the beginning of the week.
No.
It spotlighted our tremendous weakness in the area of sports.
Yeah, but we've never said otherwise, Mike.
It's just
We're
terrible.
Funny.
It's
We're not
terrible.
Athletic.
Yeah, my sides are splitting today.
No.
I was just, trying to comment on the line of scrimmage, which I'm still vague on, but he might be correct.
Yeah.
First play from scrimmage, I guess. I don't know. But for Buffalo, congratulations. And on to the playoffs, and we'll see what happens. It's a very exciting time, and exciting time for a lot of fans. Jacksonville, for example, that's going to go to the dance in the first time in a while. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be cool.
Mike, you were a fan of the Hogs, right?
Mike partied with the Hogs.
Yes. Major
fan is a really interesting
major Tutty.
Out of the Hawks.
His roots,
right? an homage.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Stupid.
I'd love to hear Jeff Bostic's take on this.
Really? I mean, ridiculous. This is a standing only section. And there will be no profanity. We don't want any profanity. And we never say anything bad about the Redskins. Oh, God.
Like they were
something, which they weren't.
Mike,
they were dudes that paid for a ticket. We do amazing work for the kids. Yeah, I know.
Do you suppose you could
justify it all you want, your self-aggrandizement, wearing dresses with pig nose.
Thank you, Porkchop. Could you theorize what John Riggins' opinion of Major Tutty would be?
It's from a bygone era. What they're trying to do, is they're doing. I don't understand that at all, Mr. O'Meara. I just understand what he's doing here. And how militaristic is it? Where there's fire and like explosion in back of it. It's a the military industrial complex. They're trying to glorify it and glorify war because Major Tutty appears to have some sort of a military helmet.
Yeah, he's bordering on
World War One and Nazi.
He can't look tough though because he's a pig. Yeah. He's a big talking pig, walking talking pig.
Not a fan.
No,
not a fan. No. Anyway. But the Washingtonian that still, I think, does some good writing in the nation's capital. To the list of epically bungled corporate rollouts. That's the first sentence. To the list of epically bungled corporate rollouts. New Coke, the ESPN mobile phone. Every time Facebook Meta has tried to get shareholders, people excited. And they do. Facebook Meta has tried to get shareholders, people, excited about wearing big plastic goggles to attend work meetings set in the Y Sports Extended Universe. Add the Washington Commanders' new mascot, Major Tutty. That's the local town paper right there, the magazine. So,
I showed this to my entire family, and the horror from my niece, who's 13, said, why would somebody do that?
I know.
I said, I don't know.
I mean, Mike, really, I would rather see the guy in the barrel. I would rather see anything than this. This is really a horrifying thing.
You know, the one down here for our local ECHL, you don't get a lower professional league, I don't think. You might have a couple of junior leagues that are lower than that.
Yeah.
It's a great league. But our mascot for our Florida Everblades,
I get it.
A beautiful concept for a hockey team in Southwest Florida. Brilliant, you might say. And their mascot, Swampy, that is an alligator.
Yeah.
Simple.
To the point.
Swampy the alligator. My kid still gets excited when he sees that mascot.
You know, I should call Julia's boyfriend, Jack, and get his take.
Oh, I'd love to hear his take.
Because he, of course, you know, he's part of the mascot Cognoscenti, and a lot of them keep in touch.
Yeah,
with
you're not talking about anybody that does that for a living that would be plugged into corporate decisions.
Yeah. That's true.
You want to talk to the marketing director of somebody. You talk to the mascot. It's some guy that's like, you know, blowing a dude before he hops into his suit. You know, that's really the way it works.
Mike, that's not part of the mascot code.
The hashtag Major Turdy.
Now that's funny.
Was trending.
That's funny.
When this launched.
Right. I think they should have gone with the plan B. They had another mascot lined up, which was just a dollar sign. A big walking, talking dollar
that
sign.
That looked like Daniel Snyder.
I love the second paragraph. Tutty, T-U-D-D-Y, by the way, is not a football term. The official Tutty fact sheet explains that Tutty is a slang football term that evolved from the abbreviation of touchdown. It didn't. It's manufactured in its entirety.
Yeah.
I've never heard it either.
Yes.
Oh, he scored a tutty.
No. Actually, it sounds like something you might find in the mascot costume. I made a tutty.
And by the way, a touchdown is a touchdown. When you talk about home runs in baseball, then you got a lot of terms.
Right.
Taters, dingers.
Yeah.
You know, going yard. Great terms for baseball terms.
Tutty,
but
Mike.
That's a
I still would like to
jump. You guys are right. It says the costume design is nightmare fuel.
Yes. Yeah. Scary.
It is. That's so funny. Oh, God. This is him smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really does look like a cast off from a theme park. Like they got a deal on the outfit.
Oh, found something. You're going to love this. The actual hogs are upset.
Oh, dear.
What would the Commanders even be without the possibility of ugly, petty litigation? According to Front Office Sports, the franchise may be facing a legal fight with the five legendary former players, including John Riggins.
All right.
Joe Jacoby and Rick Doc Walker over their choice of the best. Oh, guys, start over.
Right.
Get a new owner. Get a new name. Start the whole thing over again.
Mike, once again, I come back to the fact that when Bezos and McConaughey and Jay-Z, they buy the team from Snyder as it's being pushed out. They just rename it the Primes, and we get a lightning bolt, like a fun lightning bolt that runs around, that runs fast, right? Something like that.
Like the Flash?
Fast shipping. I don't think
it could actually be just a lightning bolt. It might have to be a guy adorned with lightning bolts.
You have an example of how to do it up the road. The Baltimore Ravens.
Of course.
Ignored the Colts. Colts went to Indianapolis. That's fine. They kept that moniker. You start from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
You start from scratch. All right. And that's it. And you do it. And, you do that. By the way, it could be the Washington Senators, too.
Yeah. I don't want to wear this pig's face on my jacket or shirt. Like, this isn't cool.
So if it's the Senators, would the mascot just be like a white guy?
A white guy that can't make decisions.
All right, before we go to break here,
yes,
I'm going to require there are changes coming in 2023.
We're here. What are they?
Yeah.
Okay. Gentlemen,
yes.
I am appealing, or specifically Oscar.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be Rob. And Rob and I tried to get together for lunch when he was down in Miami. Aww. Did we?
No.
Oh. No. So anyway, disregard? It was just
I didn't want to go through that.
I retract my aw.
No, I mean you wouldn't have wanted to do it.
Crap for me during the year.
You didn't even reach out to him?
I was only there for 30 hours and I don't think he really was into it.
How do you know?
I don't. I'm just going by the fact that we've worked together for 30 years.
He likes to be asked. You know this. He wants to be the one that says no.
No, I'm cool with Rob doing what he's doing. I'm cool with it. You know,
wouldn't you want to see him for like a cup of coffee?
I give him too much crap. He likes to get away. And one of the great things, and Rob will hopefully confirm this, one of the great things about me and Rob is we do. If you added up weekends where we've communicated, they're probably more than less.
Yeah, but I would say that what we don't do is call each other the day before vacation is over and talk about reinventing things.
Okay, well, move
I didn't
on
do
that.
Mike,
we don't pull that crap.
Thank God for that.
No, we don't.
I think
we come back sometimes
with
different ideas and different things we can do. So anyway, I might need you guys to come down and help me.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I still have the travel credit from last time.
I am moving from the COVID time.
Yes. Yeah.
I am moving studios once again.
Really?
We are giving up this room that I'm in now and... The project starts on Thursday. We are every little thing is out of our garage now.
Oh, cool.
And that is going to be turned into a man cave / studio complete with air conditioning. And the one thing I plan to do sooner than later is put acoustical tile on the garage door. And then, the rest I have to figure out.
That is so awesome. Have you ever used it for a car, or has it always just been for storage?
We haven't used it for cars in a year.
Okay.
We haven't used it for cars in a year.
May I give you a pro tip from all the BS we've been through with the different builds?
Yeah.
If you can get acoustic curtains and just run like a black, heavy drape curtain all the way around your space, that in itself would do wonders.
That would be the easiest solution because what I was going to do is put acoustical tile on the garage itself because it has kind of a drum effect. It's a very nicely sealed garage door.
You got to carpet the Carpet, the floor.
Yeah. Well, we're putting a new floor down.
We're putting
a new floor down Thursday.
It doesn't have bounce.
Mm-hmm.
And then there'll be a large probably area rug that I'll put down there like a big.
But you'll however, remember the garage door will remain a garage door. You're not going to do any building.
Yeah, because I got to be able to, you know, beat feet if we get out of here.
Sure.
But the thing is, so acoustical panel in the garage door, and then I was going to run that heavy duty curtain. They make them, correct?
Yes. Sure.
They make
correct, those.
So that's it. And then the studio, which would involve where my modem comes in, running it up over like one wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then perhaps adding an electrical outlet in there, but probably not. And then figuring out a dedicated breaker situation to put in there.
What in the garage makes noise?
What I would have to turn
the hostage
off would be. What I would have
always.
Mike O'Mara stars in Room. So anyway,
I don't want to have a studio.
It puts the lotion on its skin, or else it gets the hose again.
When you put
you don't know what pain is.
When you put in the floor, you're gonna have to fill in that pit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jackhammer.
That's me.
What was your original question that you had as far
I just,
as
you want to the
reflection? What makes noise?
So what makes noise?
Oh, I would have to. I would have any way around it, unless you could think of a way of wrapping it somehow. I would have to temporarily, when I'm taping, turn off my air conditioner inside the rest of the house. That would be an hour and a half a day where I'd have to turn it off.
How does that make noise inside your garage?
It's the unit, the air conditioning
on the
unit
other side?
Is no longer in the attic. It is now suspended up in the upper rafter. So I'd have to turn it off.
And you would have an air conditioner?
I would have one of those little Mitsubishi. Remember the kind we had in the studio?
Yeah. Split unit.
That would be put in.
Yeah.
All of this relatively costly. That's why when Oscar said, just hang the curtains, if we could do that, if that would be, that would be just magnificent, because that'd be the easiest way to do it.
Yeah. You'd run a rail. You'd have somebody install a rail that just, this is where people go wrong. They try to go to IKEA and then they put something that does not last, the pulling and tugging and moving, and it keeps falling, and then you have a bunch of holes in your ceiling. You're like, when is this going to work? No, just get it in there right, with the right tracks. We actually have a manufacturer we work with that does specific, like a specific weight of acoustic curtain that I'll give you the number
to. That to me would be, without question, the easiest way to do it.
And the most versatile and the most easy to
I mean, I would like to have some aesthetic quality because it's going to be a man cave as well. I'm going to probably have a little furniture in there.
Yeah, I mean,
know,
the design that you wish, I mean, that's the
I'll
easiest
take the
part.
Pictures
that's
of the empty
part.
Space,
yeah,
Oscar,
that's the
today,
part,
and I'll send them to you because it's empty.
The acoustics.
Right now.
A curtain. Because, Mike, what's going to happen is, are you going to keep the AC on all the time, that one split unit on all the time? Because
probably, yeah. Okay. Probably because I'm going to have equipment in there.
Yeah, so because you're going to have equipment in there, but also, depending on the adhesive you'd use hypothetically to tile your or put or attach to the wall sound baffles over time. I think the heat in Florida will just get to them, just keep falling off.
Yeah.
Well, the nice thing about it is the interior of my garage door has ridges where you can literally
just place
pop it in there.
What happens when you open the door?
I'm not sure about that, but I wouldn't think it would affect it because they're individual panels.
Okay.
So the bend and the split is happening.
Yeah.
I'll take pictures of it.
Yeah.
So, I think it'll be okay.
But there will be a build weekend. So once I get the stuff, what I'd like to do, I'm moving my studio into the garage, my third move in a year that I'm doing that. And we're going to have the good news is once that's done, you boys are going to, if you come down, there's no hotel or anything. Stay right here.
That's excellent.
Rob will have his own bedroom and Oscar will have his own bedroom.
Well, we prefer to sleep in the same room.
How many times have we visited in the last 5 years?
Zero.
Okay. We're due.
Has it been that long?
We're due. Yeah.
I think we should go down. Yeah.
Well, three years is the pandemic, in fairness.
That's true.
I'll get it. If we can do that, we'll have, and then we'll tape a show down
here. Let's do it, maybe.
Or two. We'll see.
What type of motif are you looking for?
Well, that's the thing. With the curtains, Oscar, that's what you
will
and I
will
have to talk about.
Will it be a golf machine motif?
I don't think so. I really just don't think
that
so.
That would take the edge off the fact that you can't go off the links anymore if you had the virtual machine.
Yeah, it's expensive, you know, and to get the right kind of one. I will have definitely have space for it, and I definitely have the ceiling height for it.
Yeah,
that's the hardest part.
It's got a very high ceiling, and we'll see. So I'll take pictures of it, and I'll show it to you, but it's good to go. And then
So the man cave will be mostly just television and comfortable seating?
No, probably not even going to do TV. You might have a little bar in there.
Okay. Okay.
Do I would think you'd want a TV, though.
Do you feel like you're... Well, I'm curious about two things from a homeowner standpoint. Why the AC unit inside the garage?
Because there's no AC in the garage and...
No.
The idea...
Why
the
is
idea
the unit there for the house?
Oh, it's it was in the attic and then it was... That's a lot of them are like that.
I've just never seen that before.
Maybe it's a Florida thing.
Oh, got it. Yeah. One. Two... why are you getting edged out of your own home proper?
Because it's my idea.
Oh, okay.
And I want to do that. I don't like, having one of my kids have to be in the living room, you know.
Oh, that's true. That makes sense.
An air mattress or
when they come and visit. I got you.
Well, the drums and the keyboards stay in that room?
No, the drums will go out into the garage as well.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
Maybe you can get your old drums. Those are cool.
Yeah, the real guys.
Yeah, but those were torn apart during one of the movies.
And they're scattered in secondhand shops.
No, I know where they are. Just the pieces.
America.
All the pieces didn't make it. And I'm totally bummed about that. But, you know, when you don't do stuff yourself.
Like
you know,
hardware
the
or the actual
you,
drums?
Hardware.
Oh, okay. That sucks.
Actual drums are okay, I believe. The hardware is scattered.
The drums would look cool for the set, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. The question is, Oscar, with those curtains up, do you think it would be soundproof enough where it wouldn't go outside too bad?
The drums?
Yeah.
I think it's very impressive.
Probably
what muffle. They do.
I know muffling.
Yeah, it'll be great.
And don't most of the people in your neighborhood they don't have the best hearing, right?
No, I worry about across the street.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
But to starting a rock band.
Carly got mad.
Oh, look, there's John Bonham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carly got mad at me for telling my son about that. Why, Dad? What's the matter? And I told him, she's like, how dare you do? I said, I'm not keeping things from him.
He needs to understand the dynamic.
He needs to understand that there are people that are difficult in life. And I always think about that. It always wears on me why there is absolutely no real decency between neighbors. I hate that. It's ridiculous. It's amazing how people, and everybody that's had neighbors they don't get along with, they can relate to me with this. I just don't think it's, I don't know. I just think it's silly.
It sullies.
We had one. We talked about this, I think, on the bonus show. We had one in my hometown. Lived on the ledge above my
house. That's right. He was crazy.
And he was, he went to city council meetings and just caused a ruckus.
Always talked about time travel.
He could have been one of those guys. I was scared of him when I was a kid because you're always like, wow, because we had great neighbors right up until that point. And then he put in all these science experiments with antennas and satellite dishes and all this stuff in his backyard. And he never, ever tended to his yard. So his yard was all overgrown. And my mom was a little freaked out by him. Be honest with you. What are you going to play now?
I was going to see if I had the overture to Back to the Future. I may or may not.
Oh, okay, here we go. Ralphie, what's his name? What's
Marty.
Marty.
Ralphie.
Marty. Ralphie. The space-time continuum. By the way, if you want to see the best version of Christopher Lloyd, Jim Ignatowski, the professor from Back to the Future, you want to see him at his finest, is the movie Nobody with Bob Odenkirk.
Yes.
Where he brings Christopher Lloyd in as Bob Odenkirk's dad, who gets to shoot the bad guys. Just spectacular.
And
absolutely wonderful.
He's, I think, in his 80s now.
And easily.
Getting it done. He's great. I love Christopher Lloyd.
Is it Don Henley? Who's the artist?
For what?
For the
Back to the
Power of Love.
Power of Love, that's Huey Lewis on the News. One of the greatest songs of all time.
I watched a TikTok, and I might have sent it to Rob, but I probably forgot. The Power of Love song. I always thought that the songs were matched up with the movies, but Huey Lewis was so big back then. Who directed Back to the Future?
Was it Bob Zemeckis? I think
came to him and said, "Hey, I really want to use you on the soundtrack." And he says, "I don't really have time to write a song about time travel. And he's like, well, we just want you involved in some way or another. He goes, fine, I'll send you my next song. So he sends him the Power of Love.
Wow.
Which was the smash of smashes.
Not thinking it was going to fit a time travel movie.
Right.
And he was surprised to see they actually took it. He's like, how are they going to use this? There's no real love story.
Well, it was so perfect because it went, that intro goes with anything.
It's the greatest song. And, yeah, but then he would eventually put Huey Lewis in the movie.
And the video is the chase scene. So there's a lot of chasing. I was shocked to hear Huey Lewis talk about
it. Like, this is the instrumental, so you can talk as long as you want.
Well, the thing about this song, to be a DJ in the 80s, when stuff like this would come across our desk and we'd be able to play this first, there was nothing like it.
This is a special song for me because it was the summer of 85, and I was such a radio nerd when this was number one.
Yeah.
This was the song that was playing when I said, I want to do radio.
This is the cornfields?
Yeah, out in the cornfield. This is the song that made me want to be a disc jockey, and I love this record.
Oh, so much fun.
I just put it in my jukebox last night.
There are songs I hear from the 80s that I just go, oh, and I roll my eyes. And then I hear this and I never get tired of it. That's how great a
song pop record
this is. Yeah. Just for doing what we do, you know? I mean, it's just... And then he had 10 others that were like this.
Yeah.
Hip to Be Square, one of my all-time favorite talk-up records.
Yeah.
Just really, you know, about a masterpiece. Of a guy that knew how to produce records and knew how to make the sound.
Great singer. Awesome. Just a great singer.
Absolutely, yeah. And he had that kind of rock and roll that Bruce had with all that. So it was good stuff. So anyway, I'm moving to the garage.
I love it. Doc Brown.
Just like I got my
in the garage.
My spine doctor, I saw him on Friday. I'm not going to belabor this, but going to get what is called ablation, which is not really open, kind of cut them up, all that. It's going to be where they go in, they shoot you first to see if they can deaden these particular nerves, and then they radio frequency ablate the nerve endings to make your pain go away. Not a major procedure, but they're going to do something.
Radio waves to do it?
Radio frequency ablation is what it's called. Love. Used to be done with lasers. I think they do it with radio frequencies now.
Wow.
Right.
What is the success rate of it? I've not heard of it.
1%. We got to take a break and we will go. But I receive,
you could
no matter
be
what
that
happens.
Guy.
No matter what happens, I'll receive every FM signal for about 300 miles through my back.
Super Shan.
Yeah, very exciting. Yes. I am a professional back surgeon. Anyway, we have to take a break and we will come back to the homepage and lots more fun and thrills, including Rob's road trip.
It's a new bonus show for a new year, and things are already getting steamy.
I forget that we are similar in many ways, but we are different in many ways.
And isn't that what makes the show work?
It does.
You don't care.
No, I do care.
I have gray hairs coming out of my ears, slowly aging me.
How do you feel about zany women?
We thought we heard garage doors banging real loud.
You have been to OnlyFans, Oscar?
I have for research purposes, yes.
Okay. There's a certain niche audience that prefers the tank top.
Are you talking about Bang Brothers?
Yes.
It's the Brazzers.
Since the pandemic, the sensations have not been sensational.
Warm up your cold winter days and nights with some rib-tickling humor. Get a bonus show subscription and get laughing today. You'll find it all at Mike O'Mara show.com.
Unbelievable.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. A lot of us are stuck in our homes, offices, and routines, wondering what else is out there, but feeling like it takes too much time and effort to explore. But now you can discover it all with fun, fast, and foldable electric e-bikes. From Quick... Thank you, Rob. Sorry for that. That commercial was interrupted by two hams slapping together.
A big supporter, Mike.
From quick errands to outdoor adventures, electric e-bikes will transform how you get around. They cost way less than the competition. With quality feature-filled models financed as low as $133 per month, you can go up to 45 miles on a charge and reach up to 28 miles per hour with the powerful 500-watt motor, which is now quieter with more torque for more power with less noise. And you know, Oscar, I'm wondering, it's just the flexibility of the electric e-bike that you have must just allow you to bop around
whatever you want. Yeah, you don't need two cars. You need a car and a bike, or just an e-bike.
That's true.
Yeah,
if you're a city dweller like Oscar. Plus, electric e-bikes are foldable. They ship free, fully assembled. You'll be on the road in no time. A stronger rear rack supports everything you need for day-to-day rides on longer trips. Customize your ride with new accessories like the Elite Headlight or a passenger package that can hold riders up to 150 pounds or one Santos. Oscar's all over it. Hey, plus, no parking fees. We didn't even mention that.
Oh, true.
Get out there and make this year your most adventurous one yet with electric e-bikes. Visit electricebikes.com to learn more. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Thank you.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
This is The Homepage, and we begin with the main cast members from one of your favorite shows, both of you, Stranger Things.
Yeah. Mm.
They got big raises ahead of the fifth and final season. Not everyone was treated equally. Netflix created four separate pay tiers, and since I don't follow the show like you guys do, here's how they shake down. I welcome your thoughts on
this.
The first tier is comprised of adult actors Winona Ryder and David Harbour. They're banking $9.5 million each for season five. So that's the whole season, I guess.
Yeah.
$9.5 million. Mm-hmm. The second tier is the main child actors. Gaten Matarazzo.
Yeah, that's the one with the teeth.
Thing? Yeah, the Verizon kid.
Caleb McLaughlin, Noah Schnapp, Finn Wolfhard, and Sadie Sink. It's really, these seem like made up names.
Little girl with red hair?
I believe so, yeah.
They're making just over $7 million. Tier three is the older teen actors like Natalia Dyer, Maya Hawke, Charlie Heaton, and Joe Keery. They're getting $6 million.
Okay.
Everyone else is part of the fourth tier and makes, quote, much less, whatever that means. You may have noticed I left out Millie Bobby Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Millie Bobby Brown! She's in the category all by herself because she's doing other projects as well.
You know who got special. You know who really got shafted is Barb.
Barb's dead, right?
Oh, poor Barb.
I know, but sorry about Mike, that. Fingers crossed for the return. She's back, and it's Barb.
Oscar, you saw Avatar. Rob, did you see Avatar?
No, I never saw the first Avatar. I don't want to see a Blue Cat movie.
I thought the second one was better than the first. We didn't really get a chance to chat about it.
I disagree.
You like the first one better?
I like the first one better, and I thought the second, because of its frame rate, I don't know if you noticed, it looked different. It looked like a video game, almost. It really turned me off to the entire movie.
I liked it.
The majority of the
whole thing
world
and I didn't
did.
Fall asleep.
One I'm in point, the minority.
They crossed the 1.7 billion mark globally this weekend. That means James Cameron will make the rest of the sequels. With all the fake humility he could muster, he is a bit mad. Cameron said, quote, "It looks like just with the momentum that the film has now, that will easily pass our break even in the next few days. So it looks like I can't wiggle out of this." I'm going to have to do these other sequels. I know what I'm going to be doing the next 6 or 7 years. Cameron noted that Avatar 3 is already finished and parts 4 and 5 have been written.
What's more exciting to you, Mike? What's more exciting, the fact that there's going to be another Avatar coming out or that Tom Hanks is starting press for Otto?
What is Otto, where he's the
cranky old man that is revitalized by the young family that moves in, and watch for Tom Hanks popping up in the most unexpected places as Otto rolls out.
In the 1986 classic Stand By Me, Corey Feldman's character Teddy has a deformed ear as a result of abuse by his father. Corey saved the prosthetic ear and auctioned it off several months ago, and the winning bidder was Jordan Peele.
Wow.
That's funny. On Late Night with Seth Meyers, a great show, by the way, if you get a chance to check it out. Peele said, quote, "I very creepily bought it. In saying it out loud, I realized how creepy it was. That's not the thing you should share." He added, quote, "I have a new friendship with Corey Feldman. Very proud of this." That's just funny. You know, it's funny that Jordan Peele's a horror guy. Well, he likes that kind of memorabilia.
If
it's
I really met weird. Corey Feldman, I know what I'd say.
What's that?
Loony, loony, loony.
That's your dad's up in Togas. He's a loony, loony. By the way, speaking of Togas.
Yeah.
My uncle worked at Togas.
Really?
Yeah. The
Not a client,
hospital.
Though.
Not a client. No, he's a doctor. He was a doctor at Togas. Might have been in the administrator for Togas for a short period of time, I believe. Loony, 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 loony. Former child actor Adam Rich was found dead in Los Angeles Saturday.
He was 54. He played the little kid Nicholas on Eight Is Enough. Cause of death hasn't been revealed. He spent years battling addiction and mental illness, and he's had several brushes with the law. He mostly retreated from the spotlight in the 1980s. It was our friend Dick Van Patten's big show.
Mm-hmm.
One of his last gigs was playing himself in the 2003 comedy Dickie Roberts, Former Child Star. His rep issued a statement calling Adam, quote, a wonderful guy and a warrior in the fight against mental illness. He added, quote, he really was America's little brother. I remember he's a cute kid. Everybody loved him on that
show. I remember driving home from dinner with Dick Van Patten when we had him in for Donkey Basketball and we were just making small talk. I said, do you keep in touch with other people from Eight Is Enough? And I brought up Adam Rich and he said, Adam is troubled.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean, but sad. I mean, it was. It was like a really lighthearted conversation.
Yeah, you ruined it with your questions.
Ground to a halt. But I mean, that.
He's probably telling you to shut up. He doesn't want to talk about that.
No, he just wanted more Chinese food.
Yeah, he liked that.
He did.
Rob will never forget. That's Rob's biggest celebrity moment. That he went to dinner with Dick Van Patten at our favorite Chinese joint in D.C. Very cool. The 10 states with the highest life expectancy. I have to always put it on there. You want the top 10. We start with Connecticut, Utah, Vermont, Oregon, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, California, Minnesota, Washington, and Hawaii.
Of course.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The 10 with the lowest, South Carolina, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, Louisiana, West Virginia, and coming in. At number
Does
one.
Does it start with an M?
ISSIPPI.
Always.
Mississippi.
Always Mississippi.
The difference between men and women is also wide. Now, men in America have an average life expectancy of 73.5 years. I've got 10 more years.
Yeah.
I better start.
That's the average.
Life. Wow. That's the average.
Time for Mongero.
While women can expect, you know, if I died tomorrow, you'd feel bad. While women can expect to live until age 79.3.
Yeah, suck it, men. Wow. You can't live as long as women.
Wow, that's terrible. Wow. Add a lawyer to the list of jobs threatened by AI. This is cool.
Really?
Because a robot lawyer is set to argue its first court case next month. The website donotpay.com, what a great website, has tools to help people fight parking tickets or get their bank to reverse things like overdraft fees. Now they say they've got an AI program that can listen in on court cases and come up with strategies in real time. They're using it to help someone fight a speeding ticket next month somewhere in the U.S., but they haven't revealed where it is because it's probably illegal. How cool
that's
is that?
Crazy.
Isn't that it? Now, will that just be a computer sitting at the desk in the courtroom or something like
Do
that?
Do you want to play a game?
Play a game.
Who do What's you, the object?
To win the game thing.
Who do you use to represent? Do you like, let me ask my robot about how I should object to this.
Yeah.
I don't want an attorney in there if I'm in court for speeding or any other problem that doesn't smoke a cigar and drink a lot of scotch.
No,
that's the way I look at it.
Hey, Siri, what is nolo contendere?
And now a little something something. The Transportation Security Administration says that a traveler attempted to bring an emotional support pet through security recently. A spokesperson for the agency tweeted that the incident happened at Tampa International Airport.
Tampa.
In December, when a woman had the pet named Bartholomew in her carry-on bag. The pet was detected when the bag went through an X-ray machine. The spokesperson said the TSA contacted the airline, which said that she couldn't bring it on the aircraft. According to the agency, the pet was a 4-foot boa constrictor.
Oh, no.
And that's what I love about Florida.
Thank you.
Snakes on a plane.
Yeah.
Actually got me to sing early in the week. Pretty amazing. We got to take a break. We're going to come back and discuss the road trip that Rob took from all the way down in Miami.
Miami.
To his home of Leesburg, Virginia, where he just took down his Christmas decorations.
Shush now, you. Woo! How dare you?
I picked myself up a little soy milk latte and my wife a cafe grande.
Yeah.
Starbucks. I hear through the speaker that it's the sing-songy guy.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day. My name's Trent. Welcome to Starbucks. What can I do you for, big guy?
Well, I think I'll have a venti soy milk latte.
Awesome. Can I get you a cake pop?
Would you like a cake pop?
Or how about I tell you about my favorite podcast?
Tell your friends, wake the kids, and phone the neighbors. Let them all know about your favorite podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. It's TMOS's new listener initiative for 2023. Join the party. The more, the merrier.
Let your Trent flag fly, and that's fine.
Trent. Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show.
Did you see him today?
No, didn't get a chance.
Oh, good.
She took the kid to school. He goes an hour later, so he starts at 9 o'clock on Mondays.
Oh,
don't know why they do it. It gives the teachers a chance to get over their hangover.
In the old days, we used to do short days on Mondays. Like, we got out at 1 instead of 3, so it's probably the same thing.
Same type of thing.
Yeah.
What's your New Year's resolution? If you're like most of the U.S., there's a box of home movies and photos tucked in a closet, or most of us, instead of the U.S. all the stuff you've got that you like to look at, but you keep it in a dingy attic or down in a basement or in a garage that you've just cleaned out, but you weren't sure where to start. Legacy Box makes it easy. Simply send in your Legacy Box, fill it with home movies and photos, get back digital copies that can be easily enjoyed, shared, and organized. It's like magic. Legacy Box is a super simple mail-in service to have all of your videotapes, camcorder tapes, film reels, and pictures converted to perfectly preserved digital files. Plus, Legacy Box is the industry leader and has helped over 1 million customers safeguard their past. It's the simplest way to preserve your precious memories and check off that New Year's resolution. Rob preserved his wedding and the birth of his kids. Mm. I can watch my parents as they honeymoon. And Oscar is just so cute in his little baby photos and his baby movies. Kick off the new year by rescuing your family's most cherished memories. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to take advantage of this exclusive offer. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to preserve your memories. And speaking of memories, Rob decided that he would get out of his domicile and go down and visit his papa, because now not only does Rob have he doesn't have only one place to go to vacation anymore. Now he has two. He has the beach where your dad is up here. He still
the Eastern
has that place,
Shore,
right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he has Condo Bob's condo in Miami, Florida. How is Florida treating your father health-wise? I bet his health is better.
He is better. He still needs to get out and walk a little bit because he's having some back trouble, but he is
relate to that.
He is doing great, and it was really great to see him, but it was sort of a secret. The reason for the trip was a secret because you remember the reason he got the condominium in Miami is the passing of his brother Bruce. And
yeah, very nice guy. God rest his soul. Bruce had the pleasure of meeting Bruce a couple of times.
Yeah,
nice
twice
man.
He
very
came
nice
out to
man.
The Vegas shows.
Really, really good guy. Supported us. What a great guy.
Really, really fine. And it was very nice.
Did you just say really, really
no,
fine?
No, it was a really fine way that he was treated by Bruce.
You just sounded like Bing Crosby.
I didn't know. I didn't mean it like that. Yeah.
Some of those meetings are really, really fine.
Fine.
Everyone treated him so well. It was a highlight towards the end of his life. But he lived for many years in Hawaii as a bartender, then relocated to Miami. He got his start as an English teacher. He had a great career. And
did he have a family at all? Kids or anything?
No, he's gay. So he's
oh, he's gay. Yeah, okay. So all right. Okay. I didn't know that.
He never married.
No,
I think I mentioned that.
No, it's the first time we're discussing.
But he's also my godfather and very close with my dad. And when he moved to Miami, he got a job with the TSA, and shortly thereafter he started having some health issues. And so he pretty much retired. And because of that, when he moved to Miami, he bought an automobile.
How long did he live in Hawaii?
Oh, God. Like from 77 to 85?
Wow.
Life. 77 to 2015.
What a life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
So cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool to be
awesome.
Over there in a bartender in Hawaii. I mean, if you're going to be a bartender for life, that's a wonderful gig.
It was so great. Anytime someone, a friend or a family member called him, I said, Bruce, we'd love to come visit you. He says, I've got a great list of hotels.
Smart way.
Yeah.
Smart man. Very, very good.
So when my dad settled at the Miami condo, they realized that Bruce left a car behind, and neither Kathy or him needed a car or particularly liked it, because my dad wanted a bigger automobile. It was a 2015 Jetta. Volkswagen perfect. Jetta. And he said, do you think Robert would like this car? And I said, I think Robert would adore that car. And he said, well, the only thing is get it home. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I can come visit you over Christmas. And he says, that would be great because Kathy needs to go back for a few days anyway. You and Kathy can drive the car back. And so Robert had no idea what was going on this whole time, which was kind of fun. So I flew down there and got in this Jetta. It was a 2015 Jetta, Mike. It had 6,000 miles on it.
Brand new car.
Barely driven. And it had never been on a road trip of this magnitude before. So Kathy and I got ourselves a battery charger and her AAA membership and began to head north, not knowing what to expect. Mm-hmm. And she drove.
Oh, so you were taking his wife back to
Maryland.
Yeah,
because she was going to, she has a kid and grandkids in Springfield, Virginia that she wanted to visit for Christmas. Okay. And she is the greatest to travel with. She was perfect. But I had never done a drive of that magnitude where I was doing the bulk of the driving myself. She did the first 2 hours, got us out of the Miami area, and then I did the rest of the driving. It was like, I think, maybe, does it make sense that Waze would say from Miami to Leesburg would be like a total of 18 hours, 17, 18
yep.
hours?
Yeah. Yep. Down in that part of the world. Absolutely. So and that's right. with traffic, probably.
Jesus. Yeah. So we drove and we drove and we drove, and it was just so... so relaxed. We had no plans.
Why the 30 hours in Miami, though? Why such a short visit?
Because there was things that had to be done when I got back.
Okay.
So, I mean, I want to be back for New Year's. We had.
So you went after Christmas?
Yeah, we went down. I flew down the morning of the 27th, and I stayed the 20th. I came back on the 29th. And Miami was fantastic.
Did you get a Cubano, at least?
I did. I got a sandwich Cubano on South Street. Kathy and I walked on South Street, South Beach, and found the place with the most thumping bass music. And we stopped in, and we waited for 35 minutes, and no one took our orders, so we left. But they did have thumping bass music, which was nice. And then we went, and we got a nice...
You go to Mango's?
No, it was called the Clevelander, I think. Was
yeah,
it?
The Clevelander.
Yeah, beautiful
big,
hotel.
Big spring break joint.
That's yeah. where Dan Lebertard has his studio.
Really?
Oh, really?
Think, yeah.
Maybe he was getting served.
For about a decade.
Cool to do shows down here. He's at the Clevelander. I'm in my garage.
So we got a table. We got a roadside table right there on the sidewalk and watch this. It's still great. It's so nice. And that the fact that it's between Christmas and New Year's and I got to go put my feet in the ocean, that's
sweet.
Awesome.
And by the way, when Rob puts his feet in the ocean, a couple of those seaside condos get flooded.
That's like a lot of people blame it on global warming. Yeah. It yes. was the rising sea.
Rob's feet.
It was my feet.
Unprecedented erosion.
And I got to spend some good time with my dad. We watched, I think, in 30 hours, we watched like 4 black and white movies together, which was fantastic. And then we hopped in the car and started to drive north. I only experienced traffic twice on the way from Miami to Leesburg. Once was when we stopped at Buc-ee's. Have you been to a Buc-ee's?
I have.
Where is Buc-ee's?
There's 3 or 4 of them on the trip. It's like a rest stop superstore.
It's a classier Breezewood.
I don't know that it's classy. They have a wall of jerky, Mike. That's one of the things they sell. Is that
Buc-ee's?
Buc-ee's, and they've got a really
Carolinas.
Carolina, I believe the one we stopped in
Texas. I've seen them there.
We definitely stopped in the Carolinas. I stopped at Buc-ee's, and it was almost overwhelming when you see people that are stopping just off 95 to a rest stop, and they have a shopping cart because they're stocking up on things. It's all about Buc-ee's being big, and also Buc-ee's gas was too expensive. It was higher than anybody.
Buc-ee's is in the same area of that JR's cigar place.
I've seen the billboards, but I've never been to JR's Cigars.
It's a big cigar joint.
Did you get anything at Buc-ee's?
Yes.
Famous for like not your cheese curds, but there's something else outside of the wall of jerky.
I got a magnet for Carrie. I thought that was nice. And Kathy got some...
Hey, big spender. Dan,
dan, dan, Mike, dan. I didn't want to be a part of Big Buc-ee's. I felt like a rube going in. I think...
A magnet,
yeah, and it had Buc-ee on
it. South of the border.
And I got Julia, she wanted something with a dolphin on it, so I got dolphin for Julia. And I got Robert a keychain that said Robert. Actually, you know what? It was in Daytona Beach where we stopped because his keychain said Daytona Beach.
Oh, so you're still in the state of Florida.
Yeah, so that, but it was a hassle getting in and out of there. So
at least you got the dolphin in Florida.
Exactly.
You're like an 80s dad. Like, this is the stuff my dad would bring back to me from the airport, right?
There's the stupid logo.
Yeah.
Show it to Mike how bad it is. I hate this.
Is that Bucky's?
Yeah, he's a beaver.
See? Oh, Bucky the Beaver?
Yeah. He's an idiot. I hated it. And I got so mad every time I saw Bucky's. Because every time I got there, it was traffic and people dying to get in there and be a part of the situation.
Is it like a truck stop type of place?
Yeah, they want you to think that, but should a truck stop be selling grills? That's what they sell. They have everything. They have everything.
Okay. So, did you get the impression that the locals would go there too?
It's like a Sheetz in your neighborhood. If it opens up, you want
to
go.
So we moved on and we made it to South Carolina and had dinner at, I believe it was called Ronaldo's Mexican Restaurant.
And did you stay overnight on your trip? Or did we do it?
We did it. We did stay overnight. We made it like 9 hours the first day.
Do you share a bed with?
We slept in shifts.
I just didn't know.
No. It was
same
two beds.
Room. I was getting, we were both sick.
She's fetching.
Right.
I'll tell her it's not like her blood relative. It's very sweet.
Mike, just stop it right there.
We shared many beers.
Stop it right there. We had separate beds in the beautiful.
Same room.
Yes, sir. And then up early the next day. Went to Cracker Barrel.
Oh, Monty.
I'm so sorry, Condo Bob.
We're just being silly. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So we go there. We go to Cracker Barrel for breakfast. We've been counting Cracker Barrels on 95 the entire way. I think we got up to 28.
Solid product. You know I've endorsed
Mike,
it. I've endorsed
it's
it.
Fantastic. And a great gift shop. And also, I did pick up on something at Cracker Barrel. This was an empty Cracker Barrel with servers everywhere. They still made us wait 20 minutes. They're dying. They're dying to have you look around the gift shop, the folksy gift shop. That's got to be part of their plan. So anyway, we do that. We go home. The thing that drove me crazy is that for that 18-hour trip, it took us like 16 hours to get from Miami to Fredericksburg, Virginia. Just that.
I know how this ends, right? And then you hit the wall.
Three additional hours from Fredericksburg to get home. Yeah. It was insanity.
The clot of traffic on the East Coast is Washington, D.C.
Yes.
From Southern Virginia, well, not middle Virginia.
Yeah.
Just north of Richmond, Virginia.
It starts to thicken at King's Dominion. Yeah, it does.
Oh, no. You know, it's not all the way through Baltimore. It's now from, it's from Fredericksburg, Virginia through Wilmington, Delaware. If you're going through there, get used to it. It'll be insane.
And it was so frustrating because we had really the mindset that by simple math, we'd be home by like 3:30 because we did the miles and everything. And
so your last stretch is the worst.
Oh, my God. It was miserable. So
where'd you hop off? Where did you hop off?
Well, I had to take Kathy to the Falls Church condo. So we had to go through Falls Church.
You got to go through the whole thing.
Yep.
You got to go. And then you have to go back out in the traffic.
So when I got home, I was a little fussy.
I would too.
I was mad. And, you know, and it's also, I remember of those 3 hours, about 90 minutes having to pee for most of that time. And it's get off on Route 1, get back on 95, get on Route 1, get back on 95. And it's just, I know
just
that
use
people,
a bottle, have a big empty bottle and tell Kathy
that's what
to look out
that's
the
what
window.
Kathy kept telling me to do.
Yeah, and then you got to throw it out.
Yeah, the sunshine cocktail. Yeah. But anyway,
go ahead, I won't look.
What about the car reveal for your son?
Yeah, so that's the last thing is get home and Carrie says, what is your ETA? And it went from like 3:30 to 6:30. She said, Robert's getting ready to go out. Are you almost home? I said, yeah, I'm home at 6:30. And I get home and I call Robert. I say, I need you to help me something with the car. I need to help some stuff. He said, okay. And he comes out and I had the key fob on his Robert key tag. I said, I actually can handle the luggage. I just need you. And I tossed the keys. I said, I need you to park your car. And he was so totally blindsided by it. It was a great.
He didn't know it was coming.
No. We kept it a secret, a total secret. He didn't know why I was going to Florida. He thought I was just going to see my dad. And so he was just like, oh my God, what? Huh? What? Really? What?
That's awesome.
It's awesome. He said,
oh, that's what a moment.
It was
great moment.
Sensational. And he took out his phone right away. I said, what are you doing? He says, I'm calling AJ. I don't need a ride tonight. I'm driving.
No.
So it was 3 days to get him the car, essentially, but absolutely worth it. And
I didn't know you were doing that.
Yeah, I tried to keep it on the DL because
that's so cool. That's cool.
And Julia's fine with it.
Is she salty?
Maybe a little bit.
With her car payment?
Yeah, we helped her with some new tires.
I never got a car.
Oh, I can hear that already. That conversation. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, everybody.
Hi, everyone. I'm Twitch. Will you be an angel for a helpless creature? It's a new year, and it's also a renewed chance to show you care. Do you have room in your heart this year? Do you have room in your home? Do you have room to adopt Jim Amato?
I won't take up much room.
For just pennies a day, Jim Amato can live comfortably in your home.
What? I'm almost completely housebroken.
Those same pennies a day will bring you a year's worth of joy and laughter when you subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
I'll mow your lawn.
And remember, if you're cold, Jim Amato is cold.
I'm so cold.
Bring him inside with you, and thank you.
Beautiful. If you need a New Year's resolution idea, I have a suggestion for you. Stop putting it off and finally get life insurance. Fabric by Gerber Life is the easy all-online solution you've been waiting for. Fabric's new lower prices could mean big savings over other providers with great quality policies like $1 million in coverage for less than a dollar a day. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply, see your quote, and then tailor your quote to fit your family's needs. Fabric was specifically designed to give parents like you affordable term life insurance. Plus, Fabric has a 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can cancel at any time. Fabric by Gerber Life was designed by parents for parents to help you get a high-quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy in less than 10 minutes. You can be offered coverage instantly with no health exam required. Protect your family today with Fabric by Gerber Life. Apply today in just 10 minutes at meetfabric.com/TMOS. That's meetfabric.com/TMOS. M-E-E-T fabric.com/TMOS. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company. Not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions. That's a wonderful new sponsor.
Welcome aboard
them to the Mike O'Mara Show. It never fails to amaze me how Oscar can find his way into famous people's world.
Right?
Yeah. And he casually mentioned.
I'm likable.
Today when he came.
Well, that's not that.
Today.
Affable.
He threw out there a superstar basketball, an NBA star. What's the
Blake
guy's
Griffin.
Name?
Blake Griffin. What?
Blake Griffin.
Mm-hmm. And also, he forgot to tell us about it until today. You buried the lead.
Well, Shannon was like, you didn't mention we went to Blake Griffin's house.
Was she a key player in this?
She was with me.
But was she key in getting the invitation?
No.
Oh, okay, just checking.
No. Like everything in my life,
isn't Blake Griffin, in my opinion, one of the more recognizable NBA star?
Yes.
Right? Wasn't he involved with somebody who was beautiful too?
Yeah, but he's
Danny Terrio. Oh, that was Merv.
It has not been confirmed that he has had a son out of wedlock with a former adult superstar.
Sinner.
It's alleged. All right. Alleged.
All right. Do you buy it?
I don't know. I don't know enough about it. I don't talk about people's business.
Good for you, Oscar.
Go to an NBA superstar?
Well, speaking of talking about the business, estimated earnings, 14 seasons, $257 million.
Mm.
Blake Griffin. Definitely a supermax deal.
Yeah.
Currently with the Boston Celtics. Mm-hmm. My brother, my father, and the entire family went to the Peterson Automotive Museum.
You had mentioned that you were excited about that, where it was really not a disappointment that you saw a lot of different stuff that you wanted
to
see. You know who owns it, Mike, is Norm Peterson.
This is Norm Peterson. Have Sloan out in front of the school. Well, we've had a bit of bad luck.
Pro tip, you pay a separate fee for the vault, which is downstairs of the Peterson Museum. So I believe it was roughly $25, $30 to get into the regular museum, and then you're paying another $25 to go into the vault.
Upsell.
What makes the vault so special?
You have a $3 million, $5 million car in front of you. You can't touch. You can't walk around. But and then they have private collections down there, like F1 racing cars.
So spectacular.
It's well worth it. Like I would. Okay. The museum itself is beautiful, but not going to the vault.
You're wasting your time.
That'd be worth. Just spring for it. Spring for it. Okay. Now, no kids under 10, because of the fumes and what they work on down there. Yeah, yeah. But downstairs in the vault. In the vault.
The vault. Yes. And the vault is like super secure.
It's surreal. Surreal.
Okay. So, do they have any armed guards there or anything like that?
I just know that if when they tell you not to walk between the cars, there's no walking between the cars because Tio Oscar got yelled at. I just wanted to see what type of vehicle that was.
You're pushing your luck.
Leave me alone. Yes. Don't hurt me. So how did the car museum turn into
this? So the car museum, my brother says to me, one of his colleagues had just sold one of, I don't know if it's a telemedicine firm or whatever. Who knows what it is? He sold something to a private equity firm.
Okay.
And he said, and he's with his family at Blake Griffin's house in Malibu. Do you want to go? My brother asked me this. We're in East LA right now. We're roughly, two blocks away from like the Beverly Center and wherever that is. And I say,
you're downtown LA.
Yeah.
It's a shopping mall.
I said, how far is it? He said, it's roughly 45 minutes away with traffic. I don't know if it's worth it. I said, this is your friend from med school? He said, yes. He just sold his company. He's like celebrating with his family. And apparently he's at Blake Griffin's house. And I said, well, look, if there's anybody that's into celebrity, it's me. It's worth the 45 minutes, in my opinion.
Of course it is. I would.
So I said, we took two cars. I said, let the Brady Bunch go home. Let's not bring them along. We'll bring Shannon and you and I. We'll go.
Just the three of you?
Yes.
So Mama.
We stuffed them all in the other vehicle and said, see you later. We're leaving.
Okay. So the kids and mom went home.
Yeah. My mom and my dad. And they had quite the day. So they moved on.
Okay.
We fly up the PCH, Mike. Beautiful sunset.
Pacific Coast Highway, ladies and gentlemen.
I love it.
And end up at this home. I don't know, $30, $40 million home.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Striking, really. And as I like the rube that I am, I'm expecting to meet Blake Griffin.
He didn't come out with like lemonade?
No. My brother's friend, who just sold his company, was just... He had rented out his home for 2 weeks.
So you didn't get to meet this
I didn't get to meet him.
It was his house, though.
It was his home, and you best believe I took a tour. So
wow.
Is Blake here?
What really struck me, the Ruba Rubes.
I would have thought that, too. I can understand that.
When someone says that to me, I'm like, well, I'm just going to walk in and act cool and pretend like I don't care.
That's how it was.
But I desperately do.
Was it a big party? Were there a lot of people there?
No, this is how... I guess this is what wealthy people actually do. They just keep a low profile.
Yep.
Where it was just his family because they were celebrating the sale of his firm.
Was there a little bit of disappointment?
There was a lot of disappointment. A lot. A lot.
Like, why did I do this?
I said, well, this is cool. was hoping to take a selfie. That didn't work out. Though.
Was there not even a cardboard cutout?
Nothing.
And if he rents the house, there was nothing like memorabilia.
Lots of jerseys. Oh, there's all his memorabilia.
Oh, there was memorabilia?
Yeah. You can tell that was his home.
That's cool. But don't touch.
Because he now plays for the Celtics, I imagine he's just not going to leave a property sitting there doing nothing, right?
Yeah.
What I thought was wild.
He has a small apartment in Boston.
This is what you'll, I guess you'll find interesting, Mike, your aviation side. As you walk onto this patio, this terrace, which I thought was a patio. I said, this is the most dangerous patio I've ever been on. I'm speaking aloud to my brother, his friend, and my wife. I said, people can get hurt out here.
Because the cliffs of Malibu.
Yeah, and it's jetting out, beautiful sunset. He goes, you're standing on a helipad. And I looked down, and sure as S, it was a helipad.
So you thought it was like just this deck.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Lanai.
Where people would play volleyball.
I said, you must lose a lot of basketballs out here.
Thinking this where his court is.
This is lovely, but no chairs.
They're not really big like walls, so you won't fall over. Yeah, no, because
this is dangerous. Kids can't play out here.
Protect the helicopter, so there's no edge.
There's no edge. I
mean, there's no railing because that's a helipad.
There's nothing, and all you see, and then if you look at the lights carefully, they are like they're for a helipad.
You could have saved a lot of time from driving.
Do you think he choppers it in from like LAX or something?
Get to the chopper because you're going to beat traffic. Get to practice. I think he was, you know, with the Clippers. You beat traffic. Why would you even bother? And to the left and right, there's no obstruction. It's been cleared so a helicopter could land there with no issues.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
He is, man. He's played for a lot of teams. Played with the Brooklyn Nets. He played with the Clippers. Detroit Pistons.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, really?
Commanders want to start him at quarterback.
but Tutty said no.
Tutty said, nuh-uh, helipad.
So the Rube of Rubes, I'm like, I said, so after this, that was the last of it. I think that's when I got ushered out.
Sir, you're going to have to go.
Sir, this is just a bad look. My brother gave me that look of like, just stop embarrassing me. Clearly, this is a helipad.
It says H on it.
Do helipads say H on it?
No, I think what Pony's thinking of is a hospital helipad. Has an H for hospital.
He's interested in stand-up comedy, it says here. I found that out in L.A.
Yeah, so, this is when you know when you're really friends with someone and just interloper.
Yeah.
And though it's even just my brother, My wife was like, it's really chilly. I said, so let's just go inside. So we go inside, we get a tour. And then when we're done, my brother steps back outside and I'm like on the inside near the gas fireplace.
Sure.
Warming up with my wife. And I'm like, she goes, what do you think they're talking about? Because they were having a private conversation near the helipad. And I said, being successful.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Womp, womp. That's so sad. You got to stand in a helipad. That was almost worth it, right?
Wonderful.
Not meeting the celebrity who you don't really. You're not that big a basketball guy.
I would have chased for clout.
But standing at a helipad, not recognizing it, you know, going into a panic mode, squatting down. Oh no! Stay away from the edge, Peach. We'll be right back.
It's your paisan, Paulie. I know it's been a long time since you heard from me, but the boss sent out a proclamation that we all have to listen to. Now, he wants you to share the show. That means let your friends tell their friends and their other friends that the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. And they can go to TMOS.com to check out the bonus show. And they can go on the TikTok and the Instagram for snippets of the show. Do it today, the boss asks.
I love it.
And let your friends be a friend of ours. Capiche? We now return you to the man, the myth, the legend, Mike O'Mara.
The opera is
it's my favorite.
Promo.
Yeah.
January means resolutions, fitness goals, and lifestyle changes. I changed my Harry's razor Friday. And I'll tell you something, you have to pay attention because the blades are so sharp that sometimes you don't remember.
Yep.
Right? But it doesn't matter because the blades are so sharp.
Yeah.
I swapped out and it was, what a great shape today. If you really want to put the new you to the test, Harry's can help. Whether you want to go from Bigfoot to competitive swimmer or be the innovator who brings back the soul patch. Nice. Harry's has the tools for your closest, cleanest shave ever. We all use Harry's because we all love Harry's. I have all the things. You know that. I have all the things with the Harry's. And right now, the Truman Shave Trial Set is a $15 value for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. It includes a 5-blade German-engineered razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. Plus, you can schedule replacement blade delivery whenever you need them with refills as low as $2 each. Harry's blades are made in their own factory in Germany, and they hold up better than ever. Guys who've tried them say their 8th shave is as sharp as their first, and I can tell you from personal experience, that is true, true, true. And Harry's is still offering a no-risk trial. Don't like your shave? No worries, it's on them, but they don't have to worry about it because you're going to love your shave. No matter how new
your new you is. Look sharp all year long with Harry's. Get a $15 Truman Shave trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS for a $3 trial set, ladies and gentlemen.
Sound Town.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
Mike, I don't want you to panic, but it's time to panic.
Uh-oh.
Yes. What? With the new variant XBB.1.5.
Is that an Omicron?
We're all going to get COVID again, and thank God we have a parody record to ease the stress.
I coughed, I sneezed, I could not breathe. What could this be? I thought this COVID virus thing was...
About right.
You might want to get a song from this century. In the last 20 years.
I know. They phoned it in. Okay.
Good Lord.
What are you hearing in Florida?
Not anything, because this is where COVID goes to die. You know what I mean?
California's COVID goes to live. It's Florida.
I don't know. LA was kind of like that. I tune it out.
I kind of like probably most Americans now. I kind of tune it out. I'm over it. But I also hear the BDs, you know, that you got to be careful with that. We'll see what happens.
I've got
so many health issues I'm dealing with right now
that
I'm just trying to get in
line.
I get my first little Mounjaro.
That's nice. When do you get that?
Thursday, hopefully.
I've heard within days. I'm talking 3 or 4 days, Mike.
Yes.
That you will feel that you are, if it works for you.
I hope so.
That you will feel less hungry.
I'm looking forward to it. And I'm also getting a couple of little things that are going to help me out. Vitamin injections.
Are you checking your blood sugar on a regular basis? Are you to that point yet? Okay.
No, they don't. They don't think I need to do that.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Because they had me doing that all the time. My fingers had holes.
I'll be perfect. go ahead.
Remember, my quote of today's show, Oscar, was directed at you.
Yeah.
If I die next week, you're going to feel bad. Mm-hmm. That's right.
No, I'm happy he's on the mon. You will be by the time we hit the stage, if this works.
Don't say that. Don't, because then it's like, don't
I'm
get happy.
You?
Don't get happy.
All right.
Yeah, he
it's
might.
Totally against my philosophy.
What are you like?
You're
350 right now, right, roughly?
I am not 350 right now. I'm not even 3.
He might actually hit the stage, literally.
No, he would lose a third of his weight, so he'd lose 100 pounds.
Yeah, you can do that.
Be lovely.
Mike?
Just move on.
Okay. All right, speaking of
you're
Florida.
You're both skinny minis now, all right? I'm the last fat one.
I don't know. I think Oscar's jacket might be fighting a losing battle
right
today.
You never know. You never know.
All right.
All right, Mike, Florida. This is a good Florida man story. A guy he was unsatisfied with his service at an Italian restaurant, so he went on a drunken rampage, which is fine. If you're unhappy, go on a drunken rampage. But don't throw a full beer onto a 5-month-old baby.
As he stormed out, he proceeded to throw an entire beer on my 5-month-old baby, who was in her stroller doing absolutely nothing wrong. My initial reaction was my fist clenched, and I was like, I'm going to go after this son of a... And then I immediately was like, you know what? If he's crazy enough to turn around and do that, when I saw my baby scared like I've never seen before, soaking wet in beer, I knew I had to just pick her up and grab her.
I can't take the side of the drunken rampage guy.
Mother effort to do that.
However, I do have one thing against the mother when she feels it necessary to coach the story by saying, my 5-month-old who was doing nothing. Of course, that's what 5 months do. It's not like the kid was mocking the guy.
Yeah, well, she's trying to make it as bad as she can because it's bad.
What's worse, calling your baby ugly or throwing a beer in its face?
Sarah, what did he miss the waiter or something that he was trying to throw it
maybe
at? Or what?
Maybe he just hates kids. I don't know. It was vague. Mike, here's a problem. You know, everyone loves gummies. And they're everywhere, these marijuana gummies.
It's the infantilization of America. Everything is in a gummy now.
Well, when you make marijuana look like a candy, mistakes happen. Did you know that in the year of 2021, over 3,000 children accidentally ingested marijuana?
This age group accounts for an increase of 1,375%. They can get into things and you can't really rationalize with them, hey, you shouldn't get into this. This might be dangerous to you. They think it looks like candy and they want to eat it.
However, the 5-month-old had a gummy when the beer was thrown on. He said, no big deal, Mom.
Oh, Mom. Sure. Why is everybody so upset?
Just chill, Daddy-O.
What are you doing here?
And let's close with this. Steven Spielberg on the red carpet was asked what his favorite stoner movie was. And, oh, by the way, have you seen the documentary on HBO called Spielberg?
No, but I watched the Fablemans.
How was that?
That's all right.
Because if you have any doubt that Spielberg is a boring guy, watch this documentary. It's
oh really?
He's a yawn.
Pass.
Well, but he had a very rough, apparently, according to the the Fablemans, had a very difficult upbringing. Yeah, very difficult. But
the stuff about Jaws was good. I liked that. But anyway, he has never been stoned, Steven Spielberg. But I like the not so much his answer to this question, but Seth Rogen is by him. And you just hear Seth Rogen laughing the whole time.
Having never been stoned, I don't see them as stoner movies.
Exactly.
I see them as movies about a police officer giving solid sound advice to a young, impressionable person.
One day.
So one day Seth Rogen is going to get Spielberg stoned.
He's in the movie, The Fablemans.
Rogen is?
Oh, premier character.
Is he great?
It's just great.
Should we throw a beer on him?
I didn't like the movie, I guess.
I guess not.
I didn't like
the movie. Don't worry, Mike. Otto is coming soon. that's all I have today.
All right. I guess you can't call it a stoner movie. Oh, what do you mean Blake Griffin's not here? It's a helipad. We got to get out of here. We'll be back on Tuesday with a brand new episode. Hope you'll join us for that, ladies and gentlemen. We sure appreciate it. I want to thank everybody for supporting us. And don't forget, we still got those little tickets to a little thing called TMOS Live.
Yeah.
In New Orleans, Louisiana. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.